Now, new, live, and local, and every weekday from 8 to 9 a.m. This is the show talking about what you want to know, what you need to know, and part of Woof Boom Radio's mission to use our voice to build our community. The all-new Delaware County Today, now on WMUN, the talk of Muncie. Here's your host, Director of News Operations and lead morning anchor, Steve Lindell.
People are talking about the weather. Wait till you hear what might happen January the 18th. They're talking about Muncie Central High School to Principal Bottom of Hour in studio. But first, we start with our new feature meteorologist Paul Poteet with the WMUN forecast.
Just some snow showers and or flurries around today. Little or no accumulation. High of 28. The snow kicks in late this evening, mainly overnight through Friday morning. Low of 17. Final totals by Friday midday should be up to 3 inches in our area. And then scattered snow showers in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high up to 21.
Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty nice. 21 sounds great nowadays around here, right, Sheriff? Heat wave, yes. Heat wave, yeah. Sheriff Tony Skinner is in the studio. We're live on the radio, the FM, the AM, and the stream is back on. Thank you, Sean Mattingly and Noah, for getting that up. Rockford, Illinois, I see Fort Wayne, I see Greenwood, and Mama in Minnesota will probably try her Alexa device again. She was getting frustrated, Sheriff, because she kept talking to her. She refers to Alexa as a her, and a lot of people do, and it wasn't working, but now it's back up and running.
Well, okay.
Okay. The setup is the thing in radio. Let me do this little short explanation for our listeners. You have to, in order to understand what is about to occur sometimes, set up the story, or in this case, the interview. About a month ago, when Sheriff was in here, he said at the end, it was kind of a blurt. You blurted it out. I thought you were kidding.
Hey, we teased it, yes.
Next time we're in here, I'm going to interview you, and I thought you were kidding.
No, I wasn't.
So, you what?
I wasn't.
You wasn't. I don't think you ever do.
I do.
So then when I confirmed this morning's appearance on WMUN's Delaware County Today, he replied back, hey, I'm looking forward to it. And don't forget, this is the one where I'm interviewing you, Steve. And I got a little nervous. And I'll tell my listeners why. And in just a moment, you're going to interview me?
I'm ready. I'm ready right now.
Well, I mean, hold on a second. I got to set it up. You know, you're a radio broadcaster now.
Okay,
you're going to interview me live on the radio. I thought, uh-oh, cop interviewing citizen isn't always boding well for the citizen. Can we at first? Well, I got worried. I got nervous. So, but I'm sure we're fine. Let's begin now with the interview.
Okay, thank you. And, right, and honestly, good. Before I ask you any questions, I have to advise you of your rights. You have the right to remain silent. Everything is... I'm just joking.
He's going Miranda.
I'm just joking.
Uh-oh.
All right.
So I got nervous.
All right. So we
Mom
are,
is listening
yes,
now, Sheriff
hi, Mom.
Tony Skinner.
We are live on the air.
Yeah.
I am special guest host, Sheriff Tony Skinner, our guest of honor today. You all know him. You all love him. The voice heard around the world, the governor of LBC land, the one and only Steve Lindell.
Who wrote this for you?
So I did.
Okay.
All right. So you've been at this radio station for more than 30 years now.
Correct. That's accurate.
Let your listeners know where it all began.
Okay.
How did you get behind the microphone for the first time?
I was in high school in Little Falls, Minnesota. I went to an Explorer Post meeting, a division of Cub Scouts, at WIRQ in Little Falls, Minnesota. Jeff Noner was the program director. I showed up 2.5 hours early for the meeting, the initial meeting of this new post, because I was excited. And I sat in the front lobby, and he eventually came out. He was nervous and mad. Something happened about work, and somebody didn't show up for work for later on. And I said, well, I'll do it. I was joking. And he said, you're hired. That was sophomore in high school. That was my first radio
That's
job.
That's awesome.
Yep,
That's awesome.
Go.
Hey, it's all about right place, right time.
You got it?
Yeah.
You got it?
Okay, so in over 30 years at one station, I mean, you've obviously had plenty of opportunities to move to larger markets. What's kept you here in Muncie and at WLBC? And this is your chance to brag about your station and brag about your community.
I actually did work in a larger market before this one.
Okay.
I went from the Minnesota markets where I worked. I went to Little Rock, Arkansas, which is a big market. I was there for just a little over a year, I think. The station I worked for there changed formats three times in that 1 year. Are you doing selfies while you're interviewing me?
I am.
Anyway, so they changed the format three times. And then I thought, well, this is no good. So I looked for the Upper Midwest, and there was this station in Muncie, Indiana. I'd never heard of it before. They brought me here, and I interviewed through that whole weekend. And 2 weeks later, they hired me, and the rest, as they say, is history.
It's history.
And this is a really good town and county and area of the state. I met my beautiful wife, Nancy, here. I'm close enough to bigger towns, you know, Indy and Fort Wayne and Cincinnati, to do those big city kind of, you know, concerts and sporting things.
Right.
But you're not in the middle of all that stuff, you know, the traffic and the stuff. So we, you know, blessed.
I couldn't agree more.
All right.
I'm glad to hear you say that.
You got to do a reset. You know what that is when you're interviewing somebody?
Give me one more question.
Well, no, you have to do a reset now because it's been a couple of minutes.
It's right here. It's on the list.
All right.
So with I'm asking the questions.
Okay, all right. Fine.
So with more than three decades in broadcasting, you've no doubt met plenty of A-list celebrities. So aside from myself,
sure.
Who are some of the household names you've rubbed shoulders with along the way?
I had the surprise phone call guest, Mike Pence. I don't know if you've heard of that guy.
I have.
It was a couple of months ago. His brother, Greg, you may have heard of him. A conference called his brother into an interview that we were doing, unbeknownst to me. So the former vice president of these United States of America was a guest on the phone. It wasn't in person. So that would be something. And then another one that just pops into my mind. I haven't been able to prepare for any of this, by the
way. That's right.
I'm still quite nervous. You need to do a reset after this answer.
I got it right here.
Was John Mellencamp. It was at a Fort Wayne show at the Coliseum up north years ago. I was struck by two things. One, how short he is.
Yep.
Okay, there's that. Have you met him?
I know, but I've seen pictures.
How short he is, and the other thing is, on that particular night, how unnice he was. He was not gracious, sweet, or kind in any way, shape, or fashion.
You know, they always say you don't want to meet your heroes because that happens too often. folks, if you're just tuning in, this is WNUN, MUN, 92.5.
Sharpen that up a little
1340 AM, and I'm your special guest host today, Sheriff Tony Skinner. The other voice you hear is today's guest of honor, the Honorable Steve Lindell. The roles have reversed, as they said in the movie Ghostbusters. Dogs and cats living together. It's anarchy here. So, all right, Steve, can you give us a quick timeline of how technology has changed in your career? When you started in radio, you know, were you spinning records or popping 8-tracks in? You know, give us a quick timeline.
8-tracks, no, but records, yes. 8-tracks dates back to my two oldest brothers. I'm the youngest of five. And they had Mike in particular, Mike Lindell in Minnesota, not the pillow guy.
Okay.
I wish. can you imagine the gifts?
Yeah.
So he had an 8-track machine in the dash of his hot rod vehicle when he was in high school. So that was 8-track. And then we had one in the house, an 8-track player. On radio, I played records exclusively at first for a long time. And now fast forward today, everything's on the computer hard drive. You don't touch nothing anymore.
For
it's
sure,
a lot
yeah.
different. Yeah.
Okay, so this is about professionalism, right? So do you find it difficult at times to keep your personal feelings suppressed when talking about controversial topics? For me, it'd be really hard to interview somebody that was using my airwaves to validate a point that I was 100% against. You know, how do you do that?
It's difficult, but it's necessary, and I mean that in this way. I think, and I know broadcasters, especially ones that are in bigger markets, on like syndicated broadcasters, especially, they pick a road, right? And that's okay. Their show is about think my way and here's why, and that's okay.
Yep.
This, what I'm doing here at WMUN and what I've done in broadcasting since I began, lo, those many years ago, I don't think, just personal broadcasting opinion, that I should use this microphone as a platform. I think it's better if I use this microphone to help listeners understand all sides of a story or an issue and then let them decide. I think that is best.
Gotcha. Folks, it's 8:14 a.m. right now. It's a heat wave at 22 degrees Fahrenheit.
Ooh, time and weather. Listen
to
him.
That's a special guest host, Sheriff Tony Skinner.
Who taught you all this?
I listened to the radio my whole life.
All right.
So now a little bit to the lighter side.
All right.
What do the Lindells do to have fun? How do you unwind?
Nancy is after me all the time for more fun because I'm not.
Yeah.
I work a lot.
But you're not boring.
Yeah, I kind of am.
Yeah.
I mean,
we've golfed together a few times.
I like to golf and I have great time with you and others, but it takes time, right?
It does. It's a commitment.
Time is difficult. But I'll tell you one thing. I like to golf. I like very much to cook, especially if it's outdoors.
I didn't expect that.
What's
your specialty?
Whatever meat you give me, baby. Come on. Come on.
Okay.
Yeah. You want a brisket? You want a pork butt? You want a tomahawk steak?
I love
it. I got to do one of those. Come on.
I love it. Yeah. All right. All right. So,
getting hungry.
So we'll wrap this up with a final Jeopardy question here.
Jeopardy.
All right. Since you.
Do I have to put this in the phrase of a question?
You do not.
Okay.
Since you are the governor of WLBC land.
Yeah.
All right. What metaphorical high office do you seek next? All right. What do you do when this term is over? What's the next chapter of your book?
My next chapter is to be the bestest husband to Nancy that I could possibly be.
Good answer. Good answer. All right. Well, there you have it, folks. A side of Steve Lindell that maybe you haven't had the opportunity to hear before. It's been my pleasure. I want to thank you for having me as your guest host today. This has truly been an honor. And this is the talk of the town. I am Sheriff Tony Skinner. My guest of honor today is none other than the legendary Steve Lindell. Until next time, stay warm, never give up, and God bless you all.
On WMUN.
On WMUN.
At Consumer Cellular, you get the same exact coverage as the largest carriers, but for up to half the cost. Same thing, up to half the cost. Up to half the cost for the same thing. 50% the money for 100% the same thing. I hope I'm making myself clear. Consumer Cellular. When freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Half the cost savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 5GB data plan with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plan offered by T-Mobile and Verizon May 2023.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LAUGH to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LAUGH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LAUGH for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Get deals on what you need during MVP's bonus days at Lowe's. Right now, save $250 when you buy a DeWalt 12-inch sliding miter saw and adjustable stand together. Plus, save $710 on an LG kitchen suite and earn three times the bonus points on all LG appliances. Because Lowe's knows savings, Lowe's knows pros. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Bonus points calculated before tax and fees after applicable discounts of any. Valid 115 to 126. Subject to change.
Does your current trophy wife want a life insurance policy three times the size of your previous mistakes? Relax and call Big Lou at Term Provider. Big Lou says if you're in your 50s, even a bit porky, a $1 million term life policy should only cost about $200 to $300 per month. Call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He likes trophies too. For affordable life insurance, call 800-529-2856.
FM, AM, and Alexa. Live daily and on demand at WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Steve Lindell on Delaware County Today.
After the first segment, I am now a cappella back on the program. Word of the day, a cappella, without instrumental accompaniment. Thank you very much. This is Delaware County Today. As I explained that just a moment ago, I got a hand motion from my producer, Emily Guffey, who said, wait a second, there's music playing in the background. Now, it wasn't to the music, though, so I think it was appropriately used. The WMUN word of the day from other brother Pat Lindell, who thinks I don't have enough words. Principal Chris Walker coming up bottom of hour live in studio. Delaware County Today is on weather watch. Paul Poteet says up to 3 inches might fall by this time tomorrow morning. We'll see if that works out. Now our local news summary. All these stories and more airing on all of our Woof Boom radio stations in East Central Indiana this morning and now on WMUN. Today in 1994, the record low in Indy was set 27 below zero. Oh, and by the way, the all-time state record low temperature was 36 below zero on January 19th in New Whiteland. Colts owner Jim Irsay overdosed last month.
In Carmel, police had to revive him using Narcan. I'm Ryan Hedrick. Cops responded to Irsay's residence on December 8th, where they found him lying on his bathroom floor. They moved him to his bed, where they gave him a single dose of the opiate-reversing drug. He was taken to the hospital. Irsay has not been seen in public for several weeks, and the team says that he's recovering from a respiratory illness. Ryan Hedrick, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Colleen. A Blackford County man with a homicide conviction facing a felony charge over his alleged possession of a gun. Star Press reporting 49-year-old Eric Creekmore was charged last week in Blackford Circuit Court with unlawful possession of a firearm by a serious violent felon. It could carry up to 12 years in prison. Two Muncie men accused of robbing a woman at gunpoint in her home on the city's northeast side. According to the Star Press, 22-year-olds Clavin Jernigan and Dewan Pounds are accused of battering a woman whose home they entered in the early morning hours of January 11th. They're charged with armed robbery, resulting in bodily injury. Madison County Commissioners hiring Eric Wethlin as the county's representative on the jail project. The Herald Bulletin reporting he'll oversee general project management for the county. The contract not to exceed $421,000. Wethlin said the design for the new jail remains to be finalized and construction documents completed.
State lawmakers want to pass a bill shoring up the definition of anti-Semitism in Indiana.
Republicans say the bill makes it clear that anti-Semitic rhetoric from Indiana's educators will not be tolerated. But Democrats like State Rep. Cherish Pryor say that the bill is too vague in that definition.
They feel concerned that if they were to say anything negative about Israel, that will be deemed as anti-Semitic.
Republicans say under the bill, criticism of the Israeli government is not deemed anti-Semitism. The bill needs one more vote in the House before it can move on to the state Senate. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
Two more members added to the Madison County Parks and Rec Board Tuesday, one step closer to a full board. County Engineer Jessica Baston told Woof Boom News the Madison County Commissioners appointed local businessman Ben Orcutt and Rachel Christensen. Final appointment should be made today, she said, by County Surveyor Tom Shepard. Baston said that next an advisory panel will be formed to work with the board. Interested parties should email her at
jbastin@madisoncounty.in.gov.
Brett Busby, Woof Boom Radio News.
With all the cold weather we've had, we wanted to share Oldies 101's Mitch Hank with a special guest yesterday.
Kelly Morgan is here, naturalist at Mountain State Park.
Actually, our first wildflower that blooms here in the central Indiana area is called skunk cabbage, and it has long since bloomed. It bloomed right after Christmas.
Mitch in the Morning is Tuesday through Friday, 1240 a.m. and 101.1 FM in Madison County. A woman claiming to be a member of ISIS in Evansville is fit to stand trial.
Sierra Malloy pleaded not guilty to charges of intimidation and desecration of the flag, but she was deemed mentally unfit to stand trial in October. After being reevaluated, a judge says that she can stand trial. She's accused of pulling an American flag off a flagpole, burning it, and replacing it with a Saudi Arabian flag outside of a Spectrum building 7 months ago. As she was being arrested, police say she threatened to cut off the heads of the officers. Her trial begins in March. Kirk Darling, Network Indiana.
I'm Peter Killeen. Birth and death certificates no longer have to be printed in the issuing county as a result of an Indiana law passed last year. A Madison County record, for example, could be printed elsewhere. Local health department officials are concerned because such records have provided the department with a steady stream of revenue. I'm Peter Killeen.
A DoorDash driver was drunk while she was delivering food.
That's what cops in Delaware County say Simone Davis was doing on Sunday when the vehicle she was driving collided with another car, causing an injury to that driver. Witnesses told cops that Davis threw a bottle of liquor out the window just before they rolled up. Davis told the police that a blood draw was against her religious beliefs. She was arrested and now faces felony charges. Ryan Hedrick, Network Indiana.
It was a little less brutal yesterday, but a plumber friend of ours, Paul Troxell, offered some more advice.
Don't forget your line people by taking these table salt in their drains since they freeze up.
Schedule change for our next high school game broadcast on WMUN Radio and TV. It'll be Cowan at Burris Friday night. 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and video streaming. The anchor of the broadcast, our own Jared Boomer. Links on the social media for WMUN Muncie. Last Thursday,
we presented our legislative agenda, which I thought was well done and well received. And the issues we had picked out, I really thought were important.
Indiana State Rep. Democrat Sue Arrington on WMUN this week. Hear their agenda items on This Week in Delaware County, always first airing Saturdays, 9 a.m. on WMUN News Radio. Indiana is the 20th best state in the country to start a business.
Wallet Hub's financial analyst Cassandra Happy says they looked at a lot of things in their study.
The study was based on 25 metrics, including the growth in the number of small businesses, startups per capita, business revenues, and industry variety.
Happy says Indiana did well in keeping its business costs low, but struggled with things like access to resources and business environment. The study says the worst state to start a business is Rhode Island, and the best state is Utah. John Herrick, Network Indiana.
We reported about a month ago on WLBC and MuncieJournal.com this Yorktown news.
We were one of seven local government entities in the state that was chosen for the Next Level Trails grant process. This was the second round of that. That was a Governor Holcomb initiative. We applied to connect our River Road gap and our Tiger Drive gap. Obviously, we have the eventual goal of connecting to the Cardinal Greenway.
In his own words yesterday, town manager Chase Bruton. Northeast Indiana's largest city has a new police chief. Network Indiana's Mike McIntyre has the story.
Scott Cuddill was sworn in as the city of Fort Wayne's new police chief Tuesday. The swearing-in ceremony was part of a formal news conference led by Mayor Tom Henry. Cuddill had been with the department since 1994 and most recently served as deputy chief of the northeast quadrant of the city. Cuddill replaces Steve Reed, who retired as police chief last week after serving in the capacity since August of 2016. Michael McIntyre, Network Indiana.
And that'll do it for the morning news summary at 8:28. That's a time check. Sheriff Skinner did one earlier this hour. Later this hour on Delaware County Today, a brand new surprise feature. Mike Rhodes has been working on this for a long time. We're going to debut the first one of these features. We can't wait to give it to you. Sooner than that, though, we have a principal in the room. Stand by for Mr. Walker next on WMUN.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? In the season's worst conditions, winter tires are a game changer. They elevate traction, control, and confidence. Tire Rack sells only the best, like the Bridgestone Blizzak. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to your one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You need reliable appliances to help you conquer the day. And Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new, energy-efficient appliances. We carry the largest selection of in-stock appliances starting at low prices and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including Criterion, KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana. Upgrade today and save big money on all new appliances right now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author and star in a new Hollywood documentary called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. In this film, economists and Nobel Prize-winning PhDs share a strange concept I call the retirement discount. It gives you more retirement income with the same dollars saved, and your money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even people who are on track have shifted money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money, call to get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Baby Boomer Dilemma, at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you'll get it completely free, plus 2 hours of bonus behind the scenes footage. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. So don't delay, call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020, 1-800-506-2020.
Beginning a new year is a time of reflection on the past, as well as looking ahead to a year full of opportunities, goals, and plans. And speaking of plans, the new year is the perfect time to make arrangements for the future by putting your funeral plans in place today. Ways to get started include creating a will, an advance health care directive, and discussing your wishes with your loved ones. Set an appointment with me, Dina Wagner, at the Meeks Mortuary and Crematory, and get the plans you want for yourself on file today.
Hear more? Replays uploaded daily on WMUNMuncie.com. Now back to Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
With listeners worldwide and on the terrestrial platforms as well, 92.5 FM, 1340 AM, and all the other jazz. Before the top of the hour today, a special feature which we've been working on for a long time. I say we, I mean he, Mike Rhodes, editor-in-chief, MuncieJournal.com and 765BusinessJournal.com. You're going to hear that, time permitting, because I don't know, is this interview going to go like the last one did? Principal Chris Walker, Muncie Central High School. You were listening on the way in today to the program and heard Sheriff Skinner, yes?
I sure did, and yeah. you had me all nervous.
But why?
Well, I thought maybe I was supposed to take the baton from Sheriff Skinner and ask you questions, was not prepared for that.
Yeah,
so.
that's not happening.
Okay, good.
That may be the one and only, you know. Well, I mean, if sometimes you're bored and you say, hey, Steve, can I do what Skinner did that one time? Maybe.
All right.
Let's talk about all things Muncie Central High School now. Well, we're past the Christmas break, so we're on the home stretch now,
right?
We
are. You know, when folks say, hey, how's it going? It's a typical phrase right now for us in the world of education is we're halfway there.
Yeah.
Halfway to the end of the school year. But, we've had our winter break and been back at school just almost 2 weeks now. We had this rare phenomenon the last couple of days where we had two-hour delays. Our staff was, as we were in our last faculty meeting last week, as we're getting geared up for this semester, and you start talking about, okay, here's what happens with weather closings and delays and our bell schedules and this and that. And we look back on the last year, and we didn't have a single delay or a single day of cancellation all of last school year. So it was a rare phenomenon
really?
For us.
Really?
Yes.
All of last year?
Last year.
I didn't realize that.
We avoided all of that.
So we were out of practice.
We were out of practice.
I bet we got in practice.
But I think our students enjoyed sleeping in. And then this morning, when we were back at our normal time, I said 3-day weekend, 2 days back-to-back of sleeping in, and here we go. We're at our normal time, but a very smooth start to second semester. Shout out to our guidance counselors, our school counselors, do a fantastic job making sure everybody's got their schedule ready to go. Our teachers are doing a great job, and students are doing a great job. So we have hit the ground running and are already 2 weeks into this new semester.
Getting construction updates in a little bit with Principal Walker. Let's go girls wrestling first.
Absolutely. We had a chance to celebrate two of our Bearcats qualified for the girls wrestling state finals, which was held at Kokomo this past Friday. We actually hosted the semi-state at the field house, but something that was unique, our girl wrestlers went up to Rochester for the semi-state, mm-hmm. which was their normal route.
Oh, they didn't get to stay here.
They didn't get to stay here because we were hosting for Newcastle, who had a conflict. So, but it worked out great, and we were excited to host the semi-state. Great venue for that. A lot of rave reviews from the Coaches Association and those that participated. But then at Rochester, we had two of our girls, Akira Jones and Lexi Edwards, that qualified for the state finals and wrestled last Friday over at Kokomo. So we were really glad to have two of our Bearcats make it all the way to the state finals for girls wrestling this year. And Steve, I know you know this. You keep your thumb on the ground and with everything around East Central Indiana. And girls wrestling is a big deal now, and we're really excited.
How long has it been around?
Oh, man, it's been around for probably 4 or 5 years.
Okay.
We've all the way back to my first couple of years, Brooke Jackson, who was a wrestler for us, ended up making the state finals 2 years in a row and was a state runner-up 1 year, but it has just gained momentum every year, and it is an emerging sport right now with the Indiana High School Athletic Association. So we're excited about the growth of girls wrestling and our two Bearcats that represented us at the state finals.
Principal Walker, WMUN, interviewing and talking about All-State Honor Band and Choir.
Yeah, so we also had a couple of our students participate this past weekend up in Fort Wayne. The Indiana School, their state music association for ISMA. And we're really excited to have three of our students that were selected to participate in All-State Honor Programs with the band. We had one of our students, Lucy Williams, who was selected to participate in the Junior All-State Band. And then we had two students selected to participate in the All-State Honor Choir, Carmen Maxwell and Jonah Smith. And talked to Mr. Sager, who attended as one of our assistant band directors, and Nathan Jones, our choir director. Our students did a fantastic job, and it's always nice to have our Bearcats represented around the state, but they did a great job this past weekend in Fort Wayne, participating in the Junior Honor Choir and the Junior Band. So we appreciate it.
I was in choir in Little Falls Community High School all those many years ago. I was the starring role in the musical, perhaps you've heard of it, Where's Charlie? It was not good.
Was that before or after your performance as a tree?
Way after. The tree performance outshined my operetta appearance. Construction updates around Muncie Central High School. What's up?
That's a great segue, Steve.
Thank
you're
you.
Good at this.
I'm no Tony Skinner.
No.
Come
no.
on.
We've got a lot going on at Muncie Central. Everybody knows that.
Sure.
And we're really excited about the progress so far. So it's we've got things that are going above ground now, Steve,
that's
in
nice.
Both of our projects. So all of that site work and the utility work and all the things that go on before you can start erecting part of the building, very crucial parts of the construction process. But you look out and you feel like, well, are they doing anything?
Is that big thing in the middle of the parking lot, is that the elevators in the center of the building or
something? I thought it was. It's actually the stairwell.
Stairwell, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So it is the stairwell, and it's now, when I left this morning to come down, it's wrapped in the tarps and the protective coverings so the masons can get in there and do their thing.
Progress.
But they're projecting that steel will be delivered and start being erected on the YMCA project here in the next week or so.
Wow.
So we'll start to see the kind of the skeleton of that building coming along. They're doing a fantastic job. They've even kind of told us, hold your breath, that they were scheduled to shut down Walnut Street here in the next couple of months to get
that.
A crane in there to
sure.
do some things.
Yep.
Right now, they think they can do that without shutting down Walnut Street.
Oh, that's good.
So that's good for our listeners, and hopefully that'll hold true. And then as far as our football and soccer and track locker room facility, that is coming along. Site utilities are done. Underground electrical's done. Weather was a little bit of a problem this week with the cold temperatures.
Meteorologist principal here.
But they will, they're looking at pouring the concrete slab probably early of next week. And then we'll start seeing walls go up at the locker room facility at the football stadium.
A couple of minutes left here. Yeah. We got to make sure we get everything in. Muncie Central principal Chris Walker, Saturday boot camp. What's that?
Well, it's SAT boot camp, so that's my little chicken scratch there.
Sorry.
Yeah, SAT.
I know what SAT is.
Yeah.
I did terrible.
Well, hey.
I did.
The SAT boot camp for us was, we did that actually just yesterday with our students, even on a delay. And we have a session coming up for our teachers at our next early release day at the end of the month on January the 30th. But really, the big deal of bringing it up on your airwaves is we have a great partnership with an organization called Gear Up. They're out of Purdue. There's 9 high schools in the state of Indiana that are considered Gear Up high schools. We're fortunate to be one of them. Tom Lyon, our old athletic director, I should say former. He's not necessarily that old, but a former athletic director. Tom's listening. He'll tell me about it. But he is our regional director, does a fantastic job. But it's an awesome experience for our students to kind of have a sneak peek at kind of the ins and outs of not necessarily the types of questions that they'll see, but how to answer those questions and how to really dive into performing well on the SAT. And had 2 students stop me yesterday right after the program. The boot camp was over and thanked me for them being able to attend, and they really thought it would be helpful. So thanks to Tom and Gear Up for helping our kids and our teachers be successful as they navigate the SAT.
All right, excellent. Final item here, talking about the schedule for next school year already.
When I wrote this down, Steve, we're scheduling for 24-25 already.
Gotta do
it's
it.
It's that time of year. Yeah. We're in classrooms right now. Our counselors are getting those course requests for our current 9th, 10th, and 11th graders. But big thing that we want to make sure that our families are aware of is coming up on February the 8th, all of our current 8th graders will be hosting our incoming 9th grader open house and scheduling night on Thursday, February the 8th. It'll start at 5:30. It'll be there at the high school in the student center in the auditorium. Mm-hmm. So we'll communicate that out a ton between now and then, but letting our families know that we're ready to welcome our future Bearcats, our 9th graders for next year in and get their schedules ready to go. But we're hot and heavy at planning for next school year as we speak.
As we are talking on January the 18th, on time, everything's good at the school there for the Muncie Community Schools and Muncie Central High School. Can you predict what the 19th will be like? Have you heard there's a snow chance?
Yeah. Listen to Paul Poteet on one of your other stations as well.
Sure, he's on this one too. And, mm-hmm. 3 inches maybe.
Projecting. Yeah, we'll see. This time tomorrow, we'll see. But my wife, God love Katie, she said she doesn't know if we'll even be in school tomorrow. So that's her bold prediction.
Like a trick leg or something to help with that?
I don't know. I hope not, because we don't want to make those days up at the end of the year. But but we'll see. I don't know.
Stay with the radio, folks. We tell you when they tell us. Principal Walker, always a pleasure.
Steve, appreciate you. I hope you and Nancy had a great holiday, and looking forward to being with you as we progress through this semester. And, hey, go Bearcats.
Go Bearcats. More in a moment. WMUN.
Do you want more online safety and privacy? I know I do. That's why I started using NordVPN. It guards me against various internet threats. Digital trackers, malicious websites, and malware-infected downloads, back off. I choose to browse with more confidence. I choose NordVPN.
To avoid digital threats, turn on NordVPN. It's trusted by millions of users. Just visit NordVPN.com. One of the fastest VPNs on Earth will block web trackers, malicious websites, and malware-ridden downloads. It will also encrypt your internet traffic while maintaining a smooth connection. So improve your digital privacy and protection against hackers with one simple click. Get the special deal at NordVPN.com and enjoy safer internet daily. NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same, but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Hi, this is Julie with First County Federal Credit Union. We get asked often, what's the benefit of being a member of First County? Well, you're not just a member, you're an owner. Every member's needs are different, and that's how we approach helping you. It's about making you successful. At First County, we have two locations in Muncie to serve you with personal service, not an answering service. We're here for you. Find us online, too, at firstcountyfcu.org.
Member NCUA.
Hi, this is Tori from Muncie. I choose Rue's Holistic Pet Supplies because of the knowledgeable staff. Their motto is healthier pets, one meal at a time. And the education they gave me about the food I buy for my pets made my decision easier to choose Rue's every time.
Haley Perkins here with Rue's Holistic Pet Supplies in Muncie. Our experience, food trials, and trusted products makes a huge difference in these pets and helps them become a happier, healthier member of your family. Rue's Holistic Pet Supplies, healthier pets, one meal at a time.
Live, weekdays from 8 to 9 a.m. with replays later, this is the Daily Delaware County Today with Steve Lindell.
8:45 on this January the 18th morning. In a moment, a special feature produced by our Mike Rhodes, editor-in-chief, MuncieJournal.com. We think you're really going to like that. Stand by, just debuting in a moment. First, let's get a snapshot of our day today.
It's January 18th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Thesaurus Day, meant to remember Peter Marc Roget, the author of Roget's Thesaurus, who was born in 1779. Roget published his Book of Synonyms in 1852, and for centuries, writers have used some form of a thesaurus to help their words come to life. Also on this date, in 1958, Willie O'Ree becomes the first black player in the National Hockey League, making his debut with the Boston Bruins. The sitcom The Jeffersons premiered on CBS in 1975. The very popular spin-off from All in the Family starred actors Sherman Hemsley and Isabel Sanford as George and Louise Jefferson. If it's your birthday today, you share it with actor Archibald Alexander Leach, better known as Cary Grant, born in 1904, and former professional wrestler turned actor Dave Bautista, born in 1969. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Muncie Winter Weather Advisory tonight. We'll have updates here on WMUN.
The following is a special presentation of WMUN Muncie. He's been called one of the most talented writers in Muncie and beyond. The late John Carlson wrote weekly columns for MuncieJournal.com, and for over 7 years, amassed over 350 stories that still have meaning today on that website. John wrote in a very vivid manner, and his stories are now being brought back to life as amazing audio versions. Our narrator for these revisited stories is former attorney and radio host Bruce Munson on WMUN.
We seem to be living in the era of drones, a time when those remotely controlled flying machines are used for everything from firing missiles and clocking speeders to aerial surveys and offshore shark patrols. That's why I got one. Well, okay, I didn't actually get one. I was given a drone by my friend at Ball State University, Dean Paige Turner. Why? It might have something to do with BSU's We Fly campaign. Either that, or it was in grateful recognition of my selfless efforts as a journalism student long ago to contribute huge sums of money to what is now fondly remembered as the golden age of that campus saloon, the Chug. No need to thank me, folks. Somebody had to step up and do it. Anyway, as soon as I received word my new drone was coming, I got all happy inside. That's because I've always been nuts about flying machines. Indeed, I've had one form of pilot's license or another in my wallet since I was a lad of 15. Given that, let's just say I was confident I could handle my new drone as adroitly as I can scratch an armpit without even having to look for it. That was a good thing, considering the way my mind was racing with drone ambitions. Like, I could see it on garden patrol, guarding against a wave of deadly bunnies. I could see it transporting a propane container to the gas grill on our back deck when the old one petered out under some half-cooked hamburgers. I could even see it delivering stacks of frozen pizzas from my neighborhood Payless to my kitchen during paralyzing snowstorms. Then my drone arrived, Nancy having spotted it in our mailbox. Our mailbox, I said doubtfully as she tossed me the envelope. Right then I knew that if my drone ever delivered me a pizza, it was going to have to be a pepperoni bagel bite. But since preparing my little drone for flight, I've learned that appreciating it is a simple matter of scaling back my expectations. First, I had to charge it, which involved electronics. Electronics have been a sore subject around our house for 30 years, ever since our son was a rookie 4-H'er tasked with building a simple light switch. Chuckling good-naturedly at the poor little guy's bumbling efforts, I told him to step aside and let the old man lend a hand. How'd that work out? Let's just say until he was called up front at the awards ceremony, I had no idea they even handed out black ribbons. This, of course, got me in very deep doo-doo with Nancy, who was a respected 4-H leader at the time. In dooming our son to winning the Did Not Complete Award, I saddled him with the most embarrassing level of 4-H failure possible. To hear his mother describe it, my screwing up that simple switch was as bad as helping him raise a pig that went berserk and attacked a class of visiting first graders. Put another way, thanks to me, at just 7 years of age, he was already known as the 4-H'er least likely to go to Purdue for anything to do with electronics, unless someday his car battery crapped out near West Lafayette on I-65. So now, as a matter of personal pride, I was determined to get my drone airborne. And I did pretty well, if I must say so myself. I figured out how to strap the wrist controller to my right hand and make the little gizmos on its control panel light up. Even more impressive, I figured out how to make the bigger gizmos on the cowling surrounding my drone's four black propellers flash as if I were some seasoned drone pilot. There was art involved, too. Reading the operating instructions printed with letters the size of amoeba, I started memorizing the hand control motions that were the key to my drone's successful operation. These were graceful moves of a visually poetic nature that called to mind the dancing of no less an artist than ballet legend Rudolf Nureyev. My hand swooping left and right, ascending and descending, as my drone followed suit. That was the plan, anyhow. So what did this intimate mating of man and machine feel like? Beats me. My drone stayed stuck to my desk like a swatted fly. Try as I might to master the movements directing it through the air with me at the controls, it looked more like Rudolph's no-count brother Booger Nureyev was trying to fly that sucker. Half an hour after beginning my quest, I gave up, instead flying it around my man cave like a kid with a new model airplane, holding it in my hand while making spitty engine sounds with my tongue poked between my lips. That doesn't mean I'm permanently grounded, though. With a little more practice, I will get the drone Paige so kindly sent me into the sky. That'll be the day when my drone becomes as reliable a dinner table companion as the napkins and the silverware. I just have to remember to keep its load appropriately light. Care for another Cheez-It, my dear? I'll casually ask Nancy at the other end of the table, and if she says yes, I'll fly that Cheez-It, taped to a thread hanging from my drone, to her plate, lickety-split. Should she ask for another tea bag, I'll do the same. Ditto for, say, an olive. And should Nancy start sniffling with guilt at my kindness, despite her bitter reaction years ago when I stuck our son with a black ribbon for screwing up electrical switches, well, I'll just drone her a Kleenex.
Narrated by Bruce Munson, you've been listening to a special WMUN radio audio cast of John Carlson's stories as they appear on MuncieJournal.com from executive producer Mike Rhodes. Listen for more of John's stories on the Talk of Muncie, WMUN.
That is what you call a debut. And from the fingers of John Carlson, the late great writer and a member of our staff, too, we still miss him today, and we will forever. Via MuncieJournal.com and narrator Bruce Munson, who does a fantastic job bringing John's words to life. Good stuff. More of those to come. I think Mike told me there's lots of those articles over time, and we can't wait to hear some more of them. All right, that'll be a great ending to today's program. We have more tomorrow. We do this every day, 8 to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, live on 92.5 FM, 1340 a.m. Free streams, and the Alexa is working. Play WMUN, 8 to 9 a.m. It's called Delaware County Today. Thoughts? I hope they're nice. You can email WMUN at woofboom.com, WMUN at woofboom.com. For Emily Guffey in the Axia Command Center producing this morning, I'm Steve Lindell wishing you a good day from WMUN.